As we approach 2025, I've been reflecting on the trends shaping Uganda's real estate landscape. With the rapid pace of change and development, I'm excited about the opportunities and challenges that lie ahead. From the growing demand for affordable housing to the rise of technology-driven solutions, the market is evolving fast. Allow me to share with you today my personal predictions for what the year 2025 holds for Uganda's real estate market. Increased demand for housing in urban areas. As I watch more and more people move to urban areas like Kampala in search of better economic opportunities, it's clear that demand for housing will continue to rise. Cities are becoming hubs of activity, and the growth of urban populations is inevitable. With that comes the inevitable rise in property prices and rents, making it a critical time for investors to capitalize on the housing boom. More investment in real estate. In my view, Uganda's real estate sector will attract even more investment in 2025. Thanks to government efforts to improve infrastructure and the overall business environment, we're seeing a steady increase in both local and foreign investment. Kampala and emerging development zones will continue to draw attention from investors seeking opportunities in both residential and commercial real estate. Affordable housing development. The need for affordable housing has always been on my radar, and it's becoming even more urgent. With Uganda's population growing rapidly and a significant portion of it being middle to low-income earners, affordable housing will be in high demand. Developers will need to step up their efforts to meet the needs of this segment of the population, especially in urban areas like Kampala. This, in turn, will fuel growth in the sector and present opportunities for those willing to build for the masses. Technology takes center stage. Having seen the power of technology in the real estate space, I'm convinced that 2025 will be a game changer for prop tech in Uganda. Platforms like the Real Estate Database, RED, are transforming how we interact with properties. The use of virtual tours, automated listings, and data analytics will become mainstream, making property transactions more efficient and transparent. I'm excited about how these advancements will empower both buyers and sellers. Growth of commercial real estate. Uganda's commercial real estate market is poised for growth. I expect to see increasing demand for office spaces, retail outlets, and industrial properties as businesses continue to expand. This growth will be especially noticeable in Kampala, which remains the country's economic hub. If you're in the commercial real estate game, 2025 is shaping up to be a year of opportunity. Sustainability in real estate. Sustainability is becoming a top priority for developers, and I wholeheartedly agree. As global concerns about climate change grow, more emphasis will be placed on building green and sustainable properties. I see a shift towards eco-friendly materials, solar panels, and water-efficient systems becoming standard in new homes and commercial spaces. This trend will not only help protect the environment but also appeal to buyers willing to pay a premium for sustainable properties. Rise of mixed-use developments. In my opinion, mixed-use developments will continue to gain popularity in Uganda. These developments, which combine residential, commercial, and recreational spaces, provide the convenience that urban dwellers crave. They cater to the growing demand for integrated living, working, and leisure environments. Whether in Kampala or smaller towns, I expect more of these projects to pop up in the coming years. Growth in mortgage financing. As Uganda's economy continues to grow, I anticipate a surge in mortgage financing options. This will make it easier for first-time buyers to enter the housing market. The availability of better mortgage products will be a game-changer for those who have long struggled to afford homeownership. This growth in financing will play a pivotal role in stimulating the residential real estate market. Tourism-driven developments. With tourism being a vital part of Uganda's economy, I foresee increased investment in properties that cater to tourists. Areas like Bwindi, Murchison Falls, and Queen Elizabeth National Park will likely see more vacation homes, hotels, and short-term rentals springing up. The growing demand for properties suited for tourism will create exciting opportunities for developers looking to capitalize on the sector. Regional growth hubs. While Kampala will continue to be the focal point, I'm excited about the growth of regional hubs such as Imphal, Mbarara, and Gulu. As infrastructure improves and business opportunities expand in these regions, we'll see more people moving to these cities. This will create new opportunities for both residential and commercial real estate, offering fresh prospects for investors and developers. Revitalization of older properties. In central Kampala, I believe we'll see a wave of revitalization as property owners invest in modernizing older buildings. These properties will be upgraded to cater to the tastes of a younger, more affluent clientele, which will make them more competitive in the market. The trend of renovating older properties to meet current demands will shape the urban landscape. Government support for the sector. I'm optimistic about the government's continued support for the real estate sector. With initiatives like the National Housing Policy and the Uganda Mortgage Refinance Company, I foresee more programs being introduced to foster growth. These initiatives will further incentivize developers, investors, and home buyers, helping to drive the market forward. The rise of REITs. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, will continue to gain traction in 2025, and I'm excited to see more Ugandans investing in real estate without directly owning properties. REITs provide an easy and affordable way for individuals to get exposure to the real estate market, and this trend will only increase as more people seek ways to diversify their investment portfolios. Challenges to watch out for. While there are plenty of opportunities, I'm also mindful of the challenges the real estate sector may face. Issues such as inadequate infrastructure, high interest rates, and regulatory hurdles could slow down growth. These are factors that investors and developers will need to navigate carefully in 2025 to ensure success. In conclusion, I'm really excited about what 2025 holds for Uganda's real estate market. With a combination of growing demand, technological advancements, and government support, there will be a wealth of opportunities for both investors and developers. However, I believe it's crucial to remain aware of the challenges that may arise and approach the market with a well-informed strategy.